Edson Arantes do Nascimento was born in Brazil on the 23rd October 1940. His father was a football player, but he never reached a professional standard. Everyone called him Pelé because his favorite footballer was called Pelé, who also played for Santos, but wasn't as good as Edson Arantes do Nascimento. They knew Pelé was so poor that he couldn't afford a football, so he played football with a grapefruit with a sock wrapped around it. The school football coach taught him how to play football. Pelé got better at football every day. At the age of 13, Pelé became recognized by Brazil's president. The president said that Pelé would become the best footballer who has ever lived. Some clubs in Brazil were already wanting Pelé at an early age. Pelé had a real hardship taking care of his family, so he became the man of the house and he started working in a tea shop to earn money. At the age of 16, Pelé joined the Brazilian football team Santos. It became a sensation. Pelé never got the chance to go to university because of his footballing career. At the age of 17, he joined the Brazil national team, World Cup in 1958. He started scoring many goals for Brazil and became the youngest player ever to win a World Cup. Soon he became the best player in the world and many of the top clubs in Europe wanted to buy him. But the president of Brazil wouldn't let Pelé leave the country. In 1962, Pelé played in the World Cup again and this time he was 21 years old. Pelé was even better than the last World Cup he played in. He scored even more goals and he won the World Cup for the second time in a row. Pelé soon became the captain of the team at the age of 21. Pelé said that he was born to play football as Beethoven was born for music. In the 1970 World Cup, he joined Brazil's best ever squad, including Zico, Jorginho and many more. Pelé said that the 1970 World Cup was the easiest one he ever played in. Brazil would thrash every team with an intensely high score. In the World Cup final in Mexico between Brazil and Italy, Brazil were teasing Italy with their crazy skills. They were even thanking the player who passed to them by putting their hands up. Italy were almost praying for the game to end. Brazil were victorious. Pelé felt like crying, but he didn't let himself as he was the most experienced of the team. Pelé said that the 1970 World Cup would be the last World Cup and last game he'd play in. Pelé retired, but he couldn't handle. He went back to his footballing career. He joined the New York Cosmos, but he retired 3 years later. He scored 1,281 goals, 1,363 games. In 1995, the football genius became Brazil's Minister of Football. Pelé started owning many charities following his difficult childhood. Pelé is known to be the best footballer who has ever lived. He has influenced many of the best football players today. Pelé also scored 77 goals in 92 caps for Brazil.